Good morning. It's 7:06. You are waking up to 10 above right now in a cloudy sky. Well, as promised, we were talking about this earlier. Our good buddy Don Biampa stopping in from Wilkins Soil and Water District Manager. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to do year in review. And to those of you that don't think they're really up to much out there at Wilkins Soil and Water, man, I'll tell you what, looking back over 2021, you guys got a lot of work done.
Yeah, we do have a lot going on. And, you know, my intentions were to try to cover everything during this show. And as I got to kind of writing myself some notes down, it's like, I just can't do it in one show. So you're going to get part one today. And today you're going to hear me talk a little bit about some of the milestones and the accomplishments that we did to our streams, rivers, and ditches in Wilkins County.
All right. Well, I'll let you take it here. We got a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah. So, you know, we do quite a bit of work, you know, throughout the whole county. And one of the projects and programs that we do that oftentimes gets overlooked is our conservation easement program. And our conservation easement program, primarily through the Reinvested Minnesota Reserve Program, and it gets coupled with the Conservation Reserve Program sometimes, and you'll probably hear people talk about CREP. This is the program that I'm talking about. And here in our office, you know, we do help landowners throughout the year. And this year we did approximately 400 acres of land into conservation easements. And what's really important about these conservation easements is that they provide permanent soil and water related conservation benefits, and they protect the streams, rivers, and ditches that I'll talk a little bit more on here this morning. And each one of these easements that we do secure and work with landowners to get enrolled, it brings in valuable state and federal money into the county, and it really helps to provide some substantial conservation benefits to the land and water related resources.
Well, Don, let's talk about some completed projects here too. For one, Wolverton Creek Phase 3. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we've talked a fair amount about Wolverton Creek over the last couple of years here, and we did button up Wolverton Creek this year in conjunction with our watershed district partners. And as you may recall, this was a 26-mile stream restoration project, and this project did involve cleaning and restoring the old creek channel. And along with that, we established over 1,000 acres of floodplain, and our office was involved in planting all of the native grasses and flowers and in that floodplain area. And those areas primarily did get enrolled into those conservation easements like I talked about earlier. And we'll also be responsible for maintaining the native prairies and the floodplain area adjacent easement areas along Wolverton Creek.
And Whiskey Creek, too. This is a four-part plan, and you've completed phase one of this, correct?
Yeah, so a couple shows ago, last month, I talked about Whiskey Creek and the fact that we had completed our first phase, and this is a four-year project. This is very similar to Wolverton Creek, and Whiskey Creek is 20 miles long, and so it's a little bit smaller than Whiskey Creek, but really the restoration project, it involves the same types of things like restoring the creek channel and then establishing this 10-year floodplain. And then we're also incorporating approximately 200 site inlet structures so that we can move water from adjacent farm fields safely back down into the creek without creating any erosion and flooding issues adjacent to the project. So, you know, collectively, all of these practices are going to stabilize that stream as well as help to control the amount of water and sediment that reenters back into the creek.
All right. And there is a restoration project for the South Branch of the Buffalo River. Touch a little bit on this, Don.
Yeah, we haven't talked a whole lot about this yet, but it's been a project that's been on the books for quite some time. And, you know, the South Branch of the Buffalo River, it's located between Breckenridge and Barnesville, just off of State Highway 9. And phase one, we're looking at about a 5-mile restoration. And what we're looking at doing there is we're looking at going in there and restoring this old stream channel, the stream bed in there, and creating an adequate floodplain again, like Whiskey Creek and Wolverton Creek. And so we've been busy working with landowners to secure the easements, like I talked about earlier, as well as securing necessary federal and state funding so that we can keep the landowner's share of the project at a tolerable level for them. So we'll be talking a lot more about this project as we get construction kicked off here in 2022. It's hard to say 2022. And we'll provide updates along the way.
Well, let's talk about Otter Tail River, the restoration project there. This has been an ongoing project, too, with the Corps. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the Otter Tail River Restoration Project, you know, those of you who are listeners that have been around the area for some time, you know that back in the 40s, the Army Corps of Engineers went into the Otter Tail River and they did a bunch of straightening. And when the Army Corps of Engineers did that, it really created some erosion-related issues that they didn't really think about before they did the project. So we're in the process of working with the Army Corps of Engineers and our watershed partners to try to mitigate some of those problems that occurred as a result of that. And so Craig from our office, he's been on the radio. He's talked about this before. He's looking at working with landowners to see whether or not it's practical or feasible or even cost effective to restore and reconnect some of the old oxbows that were disconnected from the river when it got straightened. So we're working with landowners to do that.
Well, we've talked about projects to the north. Turn our attention to the south here, Doran Creek Restoration Project. What's this all about?
Yeah, so the Wilkin SWCD, we've been working with the Boise Sioux Watershed District, and we're looking at trying to figure out what we can do to Doran Creek to make it effective so that it does what it's supposed to do for the landowners down there. And over the last several months, the watershed district and their engineering folks, they've been working on some new design options for the creek. And in fact, we'll actually be meeting this week, I think it's Thursday, to review what those updated plans look like. But the landowners definitely want to do something down there, and our office, we will be helping the landowners and the watershed district down there secure state and federal funding so that we can get that project done.
Okay, talk about CD9 and CD10 water quality retrofits. What's this about?
So County Ditch 9 and County Ditch 10, these are also located down south in the Boise Sioux watershed. We secured funding through the state of Minnesota. And with that funding, we went into both of those two ditch systems and we cleaned out the ditch system. There were a lot of gullies that were coming into the ditch itself from adjacent farm fields. And we installed grade stabilization structures, these culverts with the flap gates on them, along with berms and buffer strips. And so we did collectively, between CD9 and County Ditch 10, we did 16 miles of those ditches. And the reason we did it is because we want to make sure that the ditches perform according to the way that they were designed. They can handle the water that comes through them. And the other reason we did it is because we want to make sure that any sediment that gets deposited from the farm fields into the ditches don't make its way to the Rabbit River.
Okay, and this is related to a project north of Breckenridge too, CD12 stabilization.
Yeah, so County Ditch 12 is just a short little ditch. It's just located about a mile north of Breckenridge, and it's on the east and west side of U.S. Highway 75. This particular ditch, over time, it developed a large gully at the outlet, and that gully's been creeping its way up ditch. And as a result, there was some needed repair work that we needed to get done so that we could stabilize that outlet. So our office, we worked with the local landowners right there on site, and then the local watershed district and Wilkin County, actually the highway department, actually did the repair work. So with that, the stabilizing that outlet, you know, we're preventing that excessive sediment from going into the Red River of the north.
Right. Talk about buffer strip, the compliance update coming up.
Yeah, so, you know, buffer strips tie this whole discussion together in that, you know, buffer strips are very important to make sure that we have them in place because they're they are a protective measure to help reduce sediment from getting into our water bodies, rivers, lakes, and streams, and ditches. And so a couple years ago, the state of Minnesota started to require landowners to install buffer strips adjacent to protected waters like rivers and ditches, as well as county ditches. areas. And so throughout the last couple of years, I'm proud to say that we have nearly 100% of those areas that require buffers. We have those buffers in place. There are a few areas that we are working with landowners on. We did some seedings here this last fall, and there's a couple little areas that we're watching. But hopefully next year when we come back in to do the report, we'll be able to say we got 100% of them done.
Oh, man. You know, I remember Walter Cronkite on his New Year's Eve sign-off. He'd always say that's the way it was. And looking back on this, that's the way it was for you guys in 2021. You've been busy.
Yeah, we have been. And it's a joy to work for the Soil and Water Conservation District. We have a great staff. We have an outstanding board. And more importantly, we have landowners who care about the resources in our county. And when you bring all that together, we can do some great things.
Absolutely. And this is just part one. You're going to be back on January 18th. We're going to talk part two of the year in review.
Exactly. So look forward to coming in and telling you about some more great things that we're doing locally here.
Don, always great to have you in. Good to see you again. And Happy New Year, my friend.
Same to you and everybody else.
Right. And we'll hear Don's next report on January 18th, part two of the year in review from Wilkins Soil and Water. It's 716 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Set your lineup with free halftime appetizers at Dakota Winds Tavern inside Dakota Magic Casino. Huddle up with friends and score major points with a delicious assortment of appetizers. Just purchase two drinks and receive free.